My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He is also a Fox News military analyst and served as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff in the U.S. Air Force. We want to get his thoughts on some of the latest developments in the effort to fight off ISIS, both in Iraq and Syria. And, General, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
One of the things we're seeing on a couple of fronts, both near Baghdad and around Kobani, which, of course, is that border town between Turkey and Syria, is that the airstrikes don't seem to be stopping the ISIS advance. Why not?
Well, first of all, because they're such a insignificant amount that it's not an air campaign, Greg. People have got to understand these are just hitting three targets a day, maybe up five. We just are not using air power. Now, if we were doing 200, 500, or 1,000, like an air campaign is, then you would see significant results. But this is not an air campaign. It doesn't even have, the White House hasn't even given it, or the Pentagon hasn't even given it a name yet. So it's just something we've never seen in our nation before.
Any guesses as to why that is, why we're not taking a more serious approach here?
I think it has all to do with politics. I don't know exactly why, except maybe the Democratic base does not want to see an aggressive air campaign, whatever. It bewilders me because I think it would help the president and the Democrats politically if they look decisive. But for whatever reason it is, as I said, we have never seen a campaign since World War I, or maybe ever in our history, that has not been named. Yet we have no name.
And when it comes to Kobani, sir, this is a pretty major city, although our government is suggesting that it's not a town of strategic significance, even though it is on the Turkish-Syrian border. How important do you think it is if the city falls, and why do you think we're not hearing that this is more significant if it actually is?
Well, I think it is very significant, and I'm somewhat surprised why the administration would say that. Its strategic location with Turkey, its strategic location with Syria and controlling that area. If they take Kobani, they take that whole sector, and you've got from Mosul all the way up to Kobani that has become part of ISIS. That is a very significant swath of territory. So, again, it is bewildering why they would make a statement like that.
Let's talk a little bit about Turkey's role in all of this. On the one hand, it was just last week, I believe, maybe the week before, that you had the Prime Minister of Turkey, Prime Minister Erdogan, mm-hmm. saying, hey, look, the United States and their allies, they need ground troops here because ISIS is still on the march. At the same time, there's reports out there that Turkey is giving tactical and logistical assistance to ISIS. So what kind of game are they playing?
First of all, the Turks are playing a very dangerous game in a very duplicitous role. They want to see the Kurds destroyed. They do not want to see the Kurds in Syria and Turkey and Iraq come together and have a Kurdistan. So they are really participating in genocide of the Syrian Kurds in Kobani. A very, very duplicitous role, and one that I think the world should call them out public. Unfortunately, it appears that U.S. officials are somewhat in agreement with them, and that's one of the reasons why I think they have such a paltry air campaign. And I do not know why we would want to be doing this. But Turkey, you know, has said that we thought they said that we could use Incirlik Air Base for our coalition forces against ISIS. Now we're getting different comments from their foreign ministry that says that, no, they have not opened up access for Incirlik yet, which is a very important air base because it's close to Kobani and could allow us to increase the sortie rates. So the Turks definitely want to see the diminution of the Kurds, and because they have quite a Kurdish population as well, and they're doing it in a very deceitful manner that is shameful. I mean, they are committing genocide. We should call out to the world what Turkey is doing and how Turkey is participating in genocide. They are no longer, in my opinion, a credible NATO partner.
You went just where I was headed next. They are a NATO member, and that, of course, that alliance, that agreement carries certain responsibilities. So what do you do with a member who's gone off the rails like that?
Well, I think you've got to warn them, and you start taking votes. If they don't change their attitude and what they're doing, they've got all those tanks lined up there overlooking Kobani from a hill in Turkey, in which they could easily defeat ISIS forces there, and yet they haven't lifted one finger to try to help them. They haven't even let the Kurds move munitions through Turkey into Kobani to help support Kobani. So this is absolutely dreadful, and they should be accused by the world public opinion for participating in genocide in Kobani against the Kurds.
Last question. If, in fact, the U.S. does not ramp up airstrikes anytime soon, whether we're looking at Kobani and that region and where ISIS could be headed, or we're looking at the outskirts of Baghdad, what happens if we don't ramp up?
Well, then I think ISIS is going to take over. We don't need, for your listeners, we do not need ground forces on the ground. This is a Muslim problem. Let them provide the ground forces. We will provide the air forces. And if we don't do something, and if we aren't decisive, if we don't put the right amounts of air power, precision air power there, 24/7, then ISIS is going to win in that area. And that has some very long-term negative implications against the United States. We do not want them to get that wealth, the oil wealth, and that wealth in that part of the world. That could be very deleterious to the whole stability in the Middle East. But we also got to get the Arabs, the Iraqis, the Saudis, the Kurds, the Jordanians, to be stepping up and to take them out.
General, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney. He's also a Fox News military analyst. One time he was the number 3 man in uniform for the United States Air Force, serving as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.